Good afternoon. I didn't preach for maybe over 3 months in English service, I think. Last time I preached in July, maybe. I don't know. What happened? I don't know. But thank you. Thank God gives me this opportunity to share the grace of God from the Bible. But before I start preaching, I want to share my testimony, which is October 24th, we had a special service in the morning that was the service celebration of we paid the all debts of this building. It cost about $2 million. It was $200,000 yen. No. 200 million yen, about. Yeah. And it was a big money, anyway. Yeah, about 17 years ago, we used to have a small church building here in this same place. The building was getting old, and the church was getting bigger, so we needed a new building, and we discussed what kind of building we have and how much we can pay, all kind of stuff, and we maybe discussed about two or three years. About 2 years. And plan we had was about the whole cost expense was about 140 million yen. Maybe 120 million yen. And we thought we can pay that kind of much of money. But the first plan we had couldn't make it because of many kind of structural restrictions or something. And also we want, while we are discussing, want to have bigger room or more, many rooms. We need parking place, you know, and such and such. And so the plan is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and finally the cost became 200 million yen. And during that process, I was sleeping with a calculator. Because if we loan, if we build this kind of building, it costs about this much money, which means we have to borrow the money from the bank this much, and which means we have to pay back monthly, you know, all kind of calculation every day, every night. So I woke up midnight and start calculating and watching the plan, you know, and pray, calculating, discussion, all kind of stuff. It took about 2 years. But finally, I stopped calculating. Just pray. Because, you know, it didn't make it. It's too much money for this small church. So just pray. And but also I decided maybe if we pay this much money, pay back to the bank, maybe my salary won't make, you know. Maybe I should start working something, you know, to feed my boys and my wife. But praise the Lord. The first plan was it took 20 years to pay the old debts back. But 3 years shorter than the first plan. You know, 17 years, the old debts are paid. And my salary? Yeah. it paid every month. Yeah. And I didn't have any sub job or something. You know, I didn't deliver the newspaper. I mentioned in that service, but I saw the same dream a couple times, maybe more than 10 times. It was when I drove drove on the bridge. I saw this building was on fire. You know, it's not a spiritual fire; it's a actual fire. You know, oh Lord, a building was on fire. We didn't pay the debts. You know, and I woke up. Oh, it's a dream. Yeah. I saw the same dreams many times. Yeah, but fortunately, after the last payment, I didn't see the dream because all debts are paid. You know, I didn't mention in that service because I was so too happy, and I want to say many things. But the conclusion of my sermon was worthy debts are paid, you know, but our spiritual debts were already paid by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. I missed that point. So I could finish my sermon today. Yeah. You know, this worldly debts, when the paid, the finished, I was so relieved and so glad. But I should have been glad more because my spiritual debts are paid, you know. That was the too wonderful. How can I say? It's a marvelous, awful, a grace. We cannot compare, you know. But thank you, Lord. So we are free, but not 100%. Because we bought a house we call SmileCon 3 years ago. And we borrow the money from the members of this church. It's not from the bank. So we have to pay back the loan to the members, our members. So not 100% that's not paid, you know. Maybe it takes about 5 years, but I believe. I have strong faith. You know, God provides our need. Amen? Amen. Yeah, God is a provider. You know, God knows our need, and I don't worry about money or cost and expense. You know, no worry, no afraid. Yeah. I have strong faith. Praise the Lord. This afternoon, I'd like to continue to preach from the letters to the Colossians. This afternoon, I'd like to read Colossians chapter 3. verse 1 to 11. Colossians. This is the one of the three letters by Paul written in prison. It's so-called prison letters or something like that. Let me read Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 11. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek, no Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarians, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Amen. I'd like to preach from this text about our spiritual eyes. Christians use spiritual eyes so many times, you know, we pray that give us spiritual eyes to see the truth of the Lord and something like that. And in this text, Paul teaches us four kinds of our spiritual eyes. One is eyes we look up, and the spiritual eyes about look out. And three is look in, and finally look around. Look up is the verse 1 to 4, as I read. It's very clear point that since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. It's very clear that our eyes, our physical eyes, are easily to put on the things on earth, you know, the things around us. But our spiritual eyes should not on the eyes, not on the things on the earth, but we look up. Our spiritual eyes put on the things above, which is Jesus Christ. We put our eyes upon. That is like praise or prayer. You know, when we praise the Lord, we praise the Lord. We praise, sing things, how our eyes are doing, going. You know, it's going down. When you praise the Lord, our eyes going up. Of course, Jesus is here, even in the middle of the earth, of course, even in the ground. But I don't know. But this is kind of nature Lord give us, that when we think about the spiritual things, our eyes are easily going up. You know, we look up. Which means our eyes are apart from the things on earth, you know. When we look up, we see the roof, but when we look up, we just see the sky, the nothing. You know, it's apart from the things on earthly things. We don't see the houses and people and, you know, things. We just release from the thing, earthly things. So Paul teaches us, since you have been raised with Christ, you are already raised with Christ. Once you are dead, he mentioned, once you are dead, for you are dead and your life is, but now your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is in your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Because our life is already hidden in Christ, we are get together with Christ. But we are attracted by the things, earthly things. So we try to keep look up, you know, our eyes, especially when you wake up in the morning. We have to look up, you know. That is the time to start your day, and that is the key to start your life with Christ. As I mentioned about my testimony, when I was worried about the money of this building, I didn't look up. You know, I look on the calculator. I look on the papers and numbers. But finally, I throw out my calculator, and I look up. I just look up. I pray. But the answer is this building. When we look up, we cannot change the world, but God can change our world. That is our God. So we have to look up. And number two, we have to look out. Look out means what? Watch, right? Keep watching. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed. Wow. Which is idolatry. And also, verse 8, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, all kinds of stuff. But these things, you know, are around us, always. Satan is clever. He knows, or she knows, I don't know which one, our weakness, right? And he knows how to attract us, to pull us down to his area. He knows how to move our eyes from up to down. That's why we have to look out. Not only look up, but we have to look out all these temptations, bad things. Because all these things are around us and they're always there. We cannot get rid of all things until we go to heaven. That's why we have to look up. Even Jesus said, watch out, you know, until I come back. That is your job, man. Watch out. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Otherwise, your enemy comes to you and bring you back to your old life. That's why you have to watch out. Look out. Keep watching. And number three, Paul said, verse 9 and 10, do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. It's very important teaching. We have old, we used to have the old self, but now we have new self, which is being renewed in knowledge of the image of its creator. Our new self is being renewed. In 2 Corinthians, Paul said, we are created, we are new created every day. Our old self are dying and getting old, but our new self is renewed every day. So our Christians, do not be afraid of getting old. Yeah. Of course, our outfit outside is getting old. Our hairs are gone. You know, our skins are something like that. But our inside, you know, our new self is renewed. You know. This is the privilege of being Christian. We're never getting old. We are renewed every morning. That's why Christians look young. Yes. Yes. If you look inside, you know, look in your new self. God can change yourself. God cannot change your face, because that this is creation. But God can change our inside, our spiritual side, every day. Give us new insight, new knowledge, new love, new power. We are new. So look up and see the Jesus, and look out our enemies, and look in your new self. And finally, verse 11, here there is no Greek, Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all, which is look around. Look around. You Christians, look around. Of course, many kind of people, but no. Christ is all and is in all. And Christ and everybody, Christ is in everybody, and everybody in Christ. So if you look around, the people do not see the differences. You know, the colors of skins, languages, nations. If we live in Christ, we believe in Christ, we are same. Yeah. This church is a living proof. Many kinds of people here. Different languages, from different countries. But if you are Christians, we are same family. So you do not, you are not Christian by yourself, but you are Christian because with the other brothers and sisters. I always tell, of course, Japanese Christians. You know, Japanese Christians, it's not easy to be a Christian in this country, because most of them are non-Christians. Their families, friends, neighbors are non-Christians. So they have to press hard, you know, being strong faith. Because we have no Christian TV, right? If you live in the United States, if you want to hear the sermon of somebody, you know, just turn on the TV. 24 hours, right? Something weird, but some are good. Some are just ask the donations, but some are good. You know, but you have Christian music, Christian TV, churches anywhere. You know, it's easy to keep your faith in the United States. That I felt. I was in the United States for 3 years. You know. Yeah, one day I didn't go to church and drove up to the beach. But there was a church. Yeah. There's a church and shows, you know, back to the Christ and something like that. So I went to the church and hear the sermon. You cannot escape. This is United States, the country of Christianity. Of course, there are many problems, I know. But if you being a Christian in this country, it's very hard. You know, it's not an easy job. So ask them, look around your Christian friends. You know, ask the Christian friends. It's not easy to have the friends in this country, but this church is your family. You know, so ask them to pray. So have a fellowship. You are not alone. They have to be encouraged like that. But God is the same. God is wonderful. But there are many difficulties in this country. So please pray for Japanese Christian. But thank you that you guys come to this church and have the fellowship of Japanese. And, you know, this is a very... it's a big encouragement to the Japanese. So there are four spiritual eyes teaching. One is look up. You know, look up your eyes to Jesus and look out your enemies around, and look in your new self and look around the Christians. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful time we get together and have a worship, and we can have the fellowship with many Christians. And thank you, Jesus Christ is in here, and we feel, actually we can see through our spiritual eyes, the Lord Jesus Christ is here and with us all the time. Lord, this week Lord, we ask you that our spiritual eyes always look up and see our Savior in heaven, and also we look out the enemies around us, and we look in our new self that God is creating and being new, And also we look around at Christians and have a good fellowship and pray together, Lord. Jesus' name we pray. Amen.